You saw Trent and Jordan Palmer here at practice today. Obviously, we brought him in because of Matt's injury and where we're headed over the next couple weeks. In the first half this week, we'll play the first group, and Jay should get the first half, maybe even in the third quarter. We'll see how it goes. And Josh will play the third quarter. Expect Jordan to play the fourth quarter. And then next week, we plan on holding both Jay and Josh out and playing Jordan and Trent. And the reason, obviously, why we got them both in is we worked them out. We liked them both. We'll give them a chance to play and get on tape. I think they'll be pretty familiar with the offense once they get out there. And we'll do the best we can. If something would have happened to Jordan as the third, we would still have wanted to protect Josh. So that's the reason why we've got two quarterbacks coming in. Henry and Earl are getting better. It's still day-to-day, and we're keeping our fingers crossed there. It'll continue to improve as it has. And the right side of the line, we'll keep it the same this week. There was enough good things that happened that we feel like we want to give them another opportunity to go out and play a little bit more against the first groups and see what they can do. And that's really where I'll leave it. Well, just what we had seen on tape in college, they were athletic. They were physical. Jordan got to play against Freeney for a couple of snaps and learned a lot in those couple of snaps. Just overall, there was an upside in assignments, physicality, and athleticism. We're not ready to pass judgment yet overall. We're just going to let this thing play itself out. But to be as straightforward as I can, it was a positive experience for our football team to have them out there. And they kept their poise. They did a lot of good things. They made mistakes as well that we think they can improve on, and we'll see how it goes another week. Well, I think that we're going to the West Coast, and I think it's a great opportunity to prepare to play a West Coast game. We'll be playing at 9 o'clock Central Time next week, and there may be a time in the next 180 days we may wind up going out that way. So it's an opportunity for preparation in terms of our first group getting ready, how they're going to hydrate themselves, how they're going to eat during the week and get their rest so they can come out and play fast at 9 o'clock Central Time on Friday night. Is it Friday night or Thursday night? Friday night. I lost track of the days, but you know where I'm going with this. So we got to utilize it as a positive. Plus, it'll be the last time, really a dress rehearsal for a season, and that's not unique to our football team. It'll be unique to teams throughout the league that this is a dress rehearsal, and we're going to do everything we can to be at our best on Friday night. And, you know, leaving off where I left it, that depending on Matt's situation, you know, we'll have to make a determination whether we'll have three or possibly four, you know, on the roster, more likely three, and that could involve one of those two guys, certainly at this point. But it's still, you know, up in the air based on what happens the next few weeks and what happens with Matt. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's something I've got to think about, quite frankly. It's been 7 years out of the league, and you're always thinking three to have somebody in the room. You know, to have somebody in the room, because if somebody does go down, that person's been in the room, and he's been in the meetings, and he's connected with the staff and with the other quarterbacks. So the thought would be to have three, but the roster may dictate that we may have to go in another direction and go only with two, and we'll see what happens as we move to cutdown dates. No, it's we've seen enough of the top guys, but we haven't seen them together against competition other than the Chicago Bears. I think it's important that they get out, and it from a conditioning aspect, from a reps aspect, from playing through more adversity or more success, and just to get them a chance to play together. There's a lot of new guys in that lineup. I mean, you line up in a right formation. You got three new players on the team that weren't here last year alone, and in a right guard, a right tackle, and a tight end. So that's different in itself, and there's chemistry and there's communication that goes into those guys working together. So we need the reps. We're going to do that. We're gonna keep them in there and let them work and see if we can have some success and create enough opportunity for us to get to know each other a little better on the field.